But the Lord has been putting in my heart. I seen it today. We just have to do what he say. And do it like the word say do it. If we will, we'll get everything that's in that word that he said we can have. Mary said, whatever he say do, do it. And that's been running in my mind all of, do it, just do what he say. And if he tell you to pray, remember I told y'all now, he say praise God and certain things, then you just got to do it. You may not feel it, but you got to do it because he said do it. And when you start doing it, you understand it and it become part of you and you want to do what he say. You want to obey him. That's what we are, children of God. The Lord told me, he said, I want to give my people rest. He said, it's time to rest. Not like you're thinking now. He knows exactly what the Lord can. I said, Lord, don't let him preach it all. Let me take some of it. Because I've been studying the Hebrews. And I just thank the Lord for Jesus. I want you to listen to praise God. I know we tired and da-da-da, but let's praise God. Let's just give him some praise. Let's just give him some praise. Because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored. He's worthy to be lifted. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Well, even when you don't feel like it. Hallelujah. Sacrifice a praise. Hallelujah. You might be down, but sacrifice a praise. Hallelujah. Give him a praise. Because he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. And he'll do what he says. Hallelujah. And he's already said it. Hallelujah. He's already said it. By his stripes you are healed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Time for us to believe the Lord. It's time to rest in his word. It's time to rest in the place. No more our thing, but his. And we've been striving enough, so if we do some resting, believing what he said. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want to go to the Hebrews today, and I want to first thank the Lord for what he's doing. I really saw God today. I just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's going to get better, sister. The praise going to get better because they're going to praise God. We're going to praise God. For it shall be. Hallelujah. Things are changing. Just like the world is changing, the church is changing. But we're going to change into God. We're going to change and do what he tells us to do. The only thing we got, that's where all he has, the whole scripture, if you read the Bible, it all packs up. Obeying. Started in the garden. If they would just obeyed God. When they got into trouble, they got into. Now look at this mess. Amen. So disobedience is a terrible thing. It's a, you know, not to do what God say, it's terrible. And you love him. We love him. He's so good to us. Praise the Lord. He deserves the honor and the praise and the obedience. Praise the Lord. So Lord, I thank you today. I really need you, Lord. I need you this morning. Praise the Lord. I thank you for your love and your kindness and your mercy. And I thank you, Lord, that you've given me the privilege again to stand here. Lord, I thank you for strengthening my body in times when I ain't never thought about throwing in the towel because I threw my towel away years ago. But I just want to thank you and praise your holy name. Lord, let this word go into our spirits and our hearts. Change us, Lord, change. Let the word change us. I ask it in Jesus' name. Anoint thy servant in Jesus' name. Second chapter of Hebrews. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God. I just really want to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes I text and I don't be, sometimes the Lord just say this and I'm obeying him. I just say if it sounds stupid, I just type it in there anyway. No, I remember I said it. Yeah, but you know, God ain't, you know, he just God. That's all to it. He just God. So I just thank the Lord because I got a chance to talk to one of my neighbors and God is opening up doors for me to go in and I'm just really excited. I really am. And got a chance now to talk to a girl that's in jail. Her mother, you know, I'm going to write. And God is just doing things. So don't be talking about you ain't got nothing to do because there's plenty to do out there. He just looking around to see who somebody listen to see what they're going to do. So we go, I want to do for God. If you open your mind, he'll give you something to do. You'll be so busy, you won't know your head from your toes. I heard one evangelist say, he'll work you to death. The death of you. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrew, the second chapter. Therefore, we ought to give the most. I'm going to do some reading, children of God, so just be patient. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Ain't that something? Lest at any time we should let them slip. And I was just thinking, all the good things we have heard, all the word we have heard. You know what I'm saying? God just preach. This church have had always good people. And this church was established years ago. And we talk about how good God was years ago. He's still the same God. He ain't changed. He's still the same. It's us. Us has done changed, not him. Praise the Lord. So we are asking God today to let this word get in our hearts that we may do what he say. Therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed. That means do the word. Do what you know to do. He said, to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And I think a lot of times it just done slipped. It just done slipped. So I'm asking God to forgive me. Honestly, it's just a wonderful time. I'm feeling good, girl. It's just a wonderful time to be born. Praise the Lord. Wonderful time to see God really do what he say. Amen. Right. You can be in the fiery furnace and the fourth man is there. Honestly, you can be in the lion's den and he'll shut the lion's mouth. God is still God. He is wonderful and worthy to be praised. And you got to say he is praise the Lord. For if the word was spoken by angels was met steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. You see what they say? Y'all read the second verse. He said, how shall we escape? This is serious. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard him? God also bare them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. And God is ready to move wherever we go and speak. I'm telling you, it ain't going to be like you think. Hallelujah. God is getting to give people wisdom where they can speak. Help me, Jesus. They can speak. I've watched the word. I've watched the apostles as they traveled. I've seen people. I've been here a long time. I've been in the Pentecostal church a long time. And I got on the end of Pentecost. Well, that's what I say. I got on the end before the church just changed so drastically. But I've been in places where I've seen the blind see. I've seen a man read out of an eye that was glass. And they closed the other eye. His name is Brother Cohen. I don't know if he's still living. And he could read out of that glass eye. Okay, and if you think you so bad, they don't believe it. He take the eye out and still read. Out of the no eye. I have seen it with my eyes. I've seen it. I have seen it. Praise the Lord. I've seen it. Praise the Lord. And so Lord put me in places where I could see to believe. Cause when you see, you believe. You know what I'm saying? So I know the God that we serve is God. I think we forget when our trials get hard. He the same God. He's able to deliver to the uttermost. To the guttermost. He's able. So we be careful that we don't let slip what we have heard and seen. Now, you may not have seen the things I've seen, but boy, I tell you, my eyes have seen these things. And Jesus, we would just go. But y'all want to see people praise God? You see somebody get delivered. You can preach all you want to preach, but you let somebody get just delivered. They go crazy. Come on, the church will just, they be turning flips and going up poles and. We used to go to the meetings and the guy would climb up. They'd be so up in the spirit, they'd climb up the tent poles. And I mean, it wasn't no mess. It wasn't no, you know, joshing. You could feel the Holy Ghost be so strong. Oh my God. He's going to do it again. He's going to confirm it with signs and wonders and miracles. Because this is all this people going to believe. Help me, Jesus. I seen this when the Lord gave this to him. I just seen it so plain. We ought to give the most earnest heed. We ought to do what God has told us to do and stop shucking and stop making like nothing. You know, whatever we doing. I've asked God, I know y'all have done some repent. We all have. He said, God also bearing the witness. He said, and unto the angels has he put in subjection, has he not put in subjection the world to come wherever we speak. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him? Or the son of man that you visit him? Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection on his feet. For in that he put all in subjection unto him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do see little things that's not put under him. I'm reading it. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. You know, Jesus, he done got so wonderful. I just can't explain it. I just can't. Praise, all I know is he's Jesus. He's everything. Children of God, he's everything we need. Children of God, don't let nothing that's got you bound or you're sick or whatever, and you think you can't get well. Because you can. You can. It's nothing he cannot do. I don't care what the name the man, God don't look at no names. What I got to be named? And I said, God, I can't go and find out, can't even pronounce half the names. I don't care what the name is. Hallelujah. I said, the Holy Ghost say, put your hands on him. I'm going to put my hands on him. If the Holy Ghost say, whatever he say, I'm going to do it. Why? Because in my young, when I first got saved, I would pray. I'd look at the Bible. I said, Daniel prayed three times a day. So I'm going to pray three times a day. So I prayed three times a day. My husband was working and my kids was all in school. And 12 o'clock I'd go pray. I'd pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, pray at night. Three times a day. I'm going to do what Daniel did. Daniel fast. I'm going to fast 21 days too. Daniel fast. He had this fast on a little soup. That's what I'm going to do. And I just did it because, you know, but the Bible say, but God showed enough move. Yes, he did. And I was down in one afternoon praying, and it was a girl that, Miss Sarah, the lady who we bought this property from, she just thanks a lot of this church. Her daughter was dying with cancer. And I was just down there praying. You know, I don't know. And I didn't watch the clock. I didn't go with the clock on me. I just prayed, you know, like I come to you, I'm saying, I'm going to talk 5 minutes to Brother Ed. I'm just going to give him 5 minutes. I didn't do that. I just got out and prayed. I don't know if it was 10 minutes, 5 minutes. I don't know. Praise the Lord. But during the time I prayed, the Spirit of the Lord said, go down to the house. I had never been to a woman's house. He said, walk in, take your Bible. Don't speak to nobody. Tell them why you come and don't hold conversation. So I'm feeling really good because this sounds like Bible. So I got my Bible, went down to the lady's house. I said, I come in the name of the Lord. And so, and something must have touched her too because she's a little Baptist. She's sweet as she can be. And she said, was she in there? And I just went in there and looked at the woman dying. She's a young girl dying with cancer. I said, I come in the name of the Lord. The Lord told me to come. She said, a lady just like you came before. So she had been healed once before, got it. Healed her once before. And I don't know what I prayed. I just, in Jesus. And I didn't pray. And I didn't holler. I didn't scream. You don't have to. It's not your voice. There was a little time that you read that Jesus lifted his voice. But he didn't lift his voice on everything. Hold out your hand, he said. And when the man held out his hand, boom. It's coming again. It's come, you know why? Because now we're going to do what he say. And that's all he's telling you to do. Do what he say. Praise the Lord. So I don't know if she went back to the house without a little prayer, whatever. God, I don't even remember what I said. I know I said something in Jesus' name. I know that. I went home and they said, oh, you know that girl you prayed for? So that's, the Lord, they can't find no cancer. They jumping up and down, you know, woo, 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 woo. So the girl got to know, listen, when the Lord healed you, you can't go back in sin. Come on. You know, you was on the dance floor, you can't go back to dancing. Come on. He brings you out of things. I don't know how long it was. Y'all remember that. But anyway, she went on back and did this. Ooh, and the sinners was glad to say, ooh, she's choking that. She's out on that floor and she was just getting down. You know how sinners like to do that. You know that girl you prayed for? Boy, she was really, really, really. Didi and picked it up with Didi. She got sick again. Called for me. We went to the hospital and we prayed for her. But my prayer went right to the ceiling. And Dee said, Mama, your prayer went right to the ceiling. I said, sure did. You don't remember that, did he? We went to pray for Marsha. And the prayer, honestly, I could feel the prayer hit the ceiling. It didn't go up to God. It just bounced off. And I just felt so bad. But she said, Miss Davis, when I get healed this time, so I'm going to come to your church. Too late. Come on. And so I went to the, I felt so bad. I went to the, went down and went downstairs. And they will forget it. And I said, oh, Lord. But I felt like I had done what he told me to do. I had done what he told me to do. God is so good. Don't you pray. You know what, brother? I remember in times I've lived, I've got up in the morning and said, hello, Jesus. And a voice would say, hello. I want that back. I want it back. I get up every morning. When I get up out the bed, because I get up at 3 or 4, wake up at 2, I'm up half the night sometime, like you said you are. God do us like that, you know. And my mind is on him. But something has happened to me in these last couple of weeks. Something happened to me. I can't say what it is, but it's something good. Something I've been waiting on. I believe you done heard me. And so I'm just going to be walking in, sister, just walking like my pastor said on eggs. And I'm going to walk looking for him to do what he say he going to do. And I just feel like he going to do it. So this morning when brother came up, so he don't know what he did. A lot of times when you obey the Lord, brother Ronnie, you don't know what else is in the message. You don't know what else is in the obedience. So when you came up in obedience, I just got so thrilled. I got so thrilled with God. Amen. I know he's heard us. I know he's heard your prayer. I know and I believe in my heart, Brother Ronnie, that God is going to raise you up to live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe because of what had happened. Praise the Lord. And sometimes, you know, I've learned, oh, stay with me, please, and help me to say these things right, Lord. I've learned to depend upon God. He lives in a place now I have to depend upon God. And at times I say, I'm going to do so and so and so and so. And Lord said, be still. Remember what I've told you. So now I'm telling you, whatever God has told you, he wants you to do it or believe what he has said. And he don't want you to keep coming back with the same old, especially if he knows that you think you done hurt. Why keep going back with the same old? And go back, Lord, you got to remember now you said, okay, that happened a few times. But what about last year? You said that last year. God going to do what he say. God is going to give his people. What is that rest? What is rest? What is rest? Rest, I ain't talking about laying down going to sleep. I'm talking about being in him where you do nothing but just believe in him, rest in him. Because he tells us to cast our cares, but we don't. We wouldn't be so high blood pressure and this and that if we was casting our cares upon him. Come on now. We wouldn't have any cares. And they said that. He said, cast your cares. And I said, Lord, you help me to cast my cares upon you. Help me to really to believe, you know, that what you're telling me. And I don't want to come back. I don't want to get... You remember what you said. You act like he ain't got Alzheimer's. He don't have it. God don't have nothing but God. And he's ready to do what we say. Praise the Lord. Listen, we ain't going to have to be sitting up worrying. I'm not saying we're not going to have no troubles. Of course we are. Golly, I couldn't have 80 years old. Yes, you're going to have some more trials. You're going to have some to go through. But you're going to learn how to go through. We are going to learn how to go through. Didi, you almost hit it there. You know, God knows it. You know, we do for. I don't want to sit up here. Yeah, you talk yourself right out of your blessing. Now you sit up there blessed. They don't know how blessed you are because they tell me you can't sit down up there now. So now you up there sitting down, reading your Bible, talking to people, witnessing. God is good. Come on, give him a praise. Woo, God is good. And he may be leading you into something, somewhere you didn't think you was going to go, sister. But I say, God is good.
Yes, Lord. I don't know nothing about God, but God is good because I've seen too much in my life. Praise the Lord. So he said,
Well, we see him. He said, okay, I want to go to where number three. Let's go to the third chapter. I want to do some read. I want to say this. He said, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, the high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. This morning it was asked, can Catholics be Christians? We have but one priest, and that's Jesus Christ. We don't have to take, and the people they pick up, and if the Bible say how man chooses men, like they chose Aaron and his sons to be priests. But Jesus Christ is our priest now. We don't have to go to Aaron and these other people in between. He don't need no third party or whatever you want to call that party. Praise him. We got to go to him to get our sins taken away. We have to go to him to confess our sins. Because that man got many sins that you talking to as you got, and maybe worse ones. So in the Bible, the priest cleaned himself up. He had to go clean himself up before he could even accept with the children coming of Israel come in. He had to clean up, put on different garments, and went through all these rituals to get himself clean. Well, when they come to tell him their sin or offer the sacrifice for their sin, he had to do for himself first, get himself cleaned up. Is that right? Amen. But Jesus said he's the perfect priest. We ought to be glad. We ought to be glad. Hallelujah. We don't have to go to nobody and tell them nothing or go to Jesus. So I'm not against Catholic friends, but I know one thing. Jesus is the priest. And I know one thing. I don't have to tell nothing to nobody else. Praise the Lord. In between, I don't want to say, you know, because I have Bridget got a beautiful friend that we pray for. And honey, if you listen, I love you. But Jesus is the high priest. Man cannot forgive your sins. Jesus died to forgive your sins. He paid too great a price to give man something about what? Please. Praise the Lord. Well, he said, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Talking about Jesus. Inasmuch as he who has built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that builds all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house. Moses was a good man. He obeyed God. He walked with God as a servant. Hallelujah. But we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm until the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. We got to serve the Lord. He got to be the number one call in our lives. Praise the Lord. And I want to go over to 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. And if it ain't, I got it all in here. I know I'm sounding this, but I'm just full inside. And I'm not good with words. You know, I didn't go and get this big education. And sometimes I've been, I don't know, we can't go however. Okay. He said, for we are laborers together with God. We are God's husband. And this got me. We are God's building. Well, I just declare. Now I know that. I read that like you read it. But when I read it last night, I said, oh, my Lord, we are God's building. Oh, I have laid the foundation and others build upon, but every man take heed how he build. Uh-oh. Right now, we're building now. We're in this pulpit, we're building. We better take heed how we build and what we put on the foundation. Because God gonna, that's why the ministers of the gospel gonna be really tried first and be really, not tried first, but they gonna really have to go through. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Understand what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank God. He says, so every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what source it is. And then he said, if any man's work will abide which he has built thereon, he shall receive a reward. Whoa. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yes, so is by far. I just love that. Amen. Because a lot of people have worked for God and really thought they were doing it from their hearts. But only God know the hearts of man. You know what I'm saying? So I had to look back everything that God ever told me to do. Everybody I prayed for, every soul I've led in there. I had to look back and say, Lord, amen. I prayed that what I've done was for you. Did I question him? I said, Lord, did I do this for you? You know what I mean? How are you looking at this? Did I pray for brother so-and-so, you know, for me or some kind of, or did I do it for you? I said, Lord, I want to do everything I do for you. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing in me. But I'm saying I want to do it for him. You know what I mean? When I pray for people, and you can't help it, people do. When you pray for people and they get it, it's your name. Catherine Kuhlman was a great evangelist. I went to her service. I don't care what nobody say about this woman. This woman had power. And we stood out on, it was at one of these big buildings down in the city. Me and my sister and the Lord, we went down. And you thought a rock star was going to come. Frost was everywhere. But it was a man that was, because we got down there early, a man was standing in front of me with his leg was, he had one leg shorter. And it was obvious it was short. It wasn't nothing. It was obvious. So when the doors opened, we all got in. And by us coming in, being in the front, we went, got kind of in the front seats. And so we was kind of in the front. This guy was like there, like I'm just saying. And we were back behind him. And this so happened. I know it's God. God doesn't love me. He want me to know this. I know he did. So Captain Coomer, they started singing. They sing. She come out just like anybody. I'm this old girl from his, you know, everything. And when she, that building just, whoo, just the Holy, I know the Holy Ghost, I've been in Holy Ghost, not know when he there. And I'm telling you, and she just said something, and I saw that man's leg grow out. Right in front of my, sister, you see it? I said, yeah. I saw the leg just grow out. And the man was happy. You know, she didn't believe in a lot of, you know, she just, Kuma. Amen. But I think he went up there and said, but I saw that man's leg. And I know God let me see it for a reason. Because he want me to believe I can do anything. He want me to believe there's nothing I cannot do. So for the things I have seen, I'm just as crazy. I just believe he can do anything. Because I've seen him do it. And I don't know if Al remember. Do you remember, Tawana? When Al came and we were sitting praying for his back. Yeah, do you remember that? And he was sitting right over there. Al, I don't know if you remember that, Al. Pray. We was praying for his back. Now, listen, it don't matter how long you've been saved. If you start tomorrow to obeying God, loving God, you don't got to have a lot. I can't say, you know, that, you know, of course Ed got more understanding and everything. But we was praying for his leg. His back was out of place. It was twisted. And we had come to church early. He was sitting right there by that door. And I heard this on the, you know, I heard people do this, you know. And I don't know if I say bone grow. And his foot grew. I said, Tawana, did you see it? Did you see it? And Al got up and... He said, I'm supposed to get up now. So Al got up and his back just went. God is still God. God will still do what he say. All we got to do is do what he say do. Just be ready. We were so excited. I said, Al, we was really excited. So we are used to seeing God move. And God gonna move in this place again. Let me tell you something. Okay, say if someone came in this church. Now, this is what I believe, brother. Somebody come in the church, messed up this deed. Say if what kind of disease they have now is still. Say he had, he was twisted up, couldn't walk. I mean, surely for real now. I ain't talking about nobody playing. He come in here, and God healed him. That's going to save way more folks. I'm telling you, I know this. I've been here a long time. What the Holy Ghost does through people. Now, if you want to, that's what Jesus told us to do. Heal the sick and raise. I understand why he said that. Because people, you can be a testimony by what God do for you. I'm telling you, I've seen, look in the scriptures. Jesus walked in there. He said he didn't. He could. He just sit down and been a Jewish, nice Jewish boy, but he didn't. He said, "Give me your hand." And when he healed him, five people just. It would be hundreds of people who got saved, didn't even know his name. What is salvation? But they believed in Jesus because of what they saw him do. They believed in him. And it's the same now. Amen. We go out, amen, and do what Jesus did. And I just believe God going to give people, because if you got the Holy Ghost, you got all everything in you, I believe. You know, I believe God will use you if you want to be used. Because I don't never claim nothing, you know. But... Amen. But he'll just use you. Well, you find that maybe some places he'll use you more than he used you. So this is what we say. Well, I must got the gift of soul. Now you got the gifts, the nine gifts. You got them in you. Praise the Lord. And if it need to be used, he will use it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, praise the Lord. I said, Lord, help me to do what you say. Because this is what you taught me. I can't do what other people. I got to do what you taught me. Amen. I got to do what you taught me to do. Praise the Lord. I've seen it work so many times, but I have seen this thing work. And I don't mean, I pray for man's back, get up, the wife get happy, and this one get, if this lady was in the hospital, right up here, I had a little tag where I could go to the hospital as a minister. And I would be praying for people. So they say, now look, if you're going to be praying for people, you don't need to come. Because then we ain't going to have no job. The honest to goodness. I understand that one right up here at this Winsfield Hospital. This is the truth. This is the truth. Well, I'm going there for you to get up. That's what I come for. I come for the Holy Ghost to wake you up, get you up out of that bed. Praise. So the lady was laying there. She was an older lady. And the Lord moved up on her. And her sister was standing here. She said, what can I do to be saved? This is the truth for her. What can I do to be saved? And I led her to the Lord. Let me tell you something. People want to see God. Because God is God. And he just says, oh, God will move if we let him. And that's what he want to do. He came for that. He came, he said, to set the captive free and to break every yoke. The yoke of sickness, the yoke of sin, every yoke. And that's what I believe. So now you know more about me. I believe it. I just believe it, Al. I do. I believe we go out, praise the Lord, like you would that man. Lord didn't tell you to start talking to me. Sometimes you can't talk to people unless God knows what to get people's ears open. But when you told that man to get up and put your hand, and he stood straight up, now he's ready to listen to something. Because can't nobody do this like God. God wants us to rest in him, rest in his word, to believe what he say. Stop thinking about what you say. Put your vocabulary out of, vocabulary, Lord. And do what he say. And he's not asking no long nothing for you to do. He gonna only ask you to do what you do. Absolutely. But I'm telling you, we want to see people saved. We want to see this church filled. Then folks gonna have to start getting delivered. Now I know that's the truth. And you're gonna either have to have that or get you some lights and put some strobe lights and a big choir and a dance group. Right now, if you one of the two now, you're going to either do it. We're going to either do it God's way or the way they're doing it. There you go. I want to do it God's way. What do you say? Yes. Let's do it God's way. I've waited too long to go someplace else or do it somewhere else, Brother Ed. I got to stay here and do what God say. And even through this trial, I got to come out. I got to come out because I got to do what God say. Yes. Amen. You think coming here every week and seeing 10 people here? No. I say, God, I know you help me to get what I got to get, to stay, to do whatever I have to do. Because I'm not going any other way but what you to put in my heart. So one girl said, you know, the Lord told me to dance. I said, well, honey, the only dance I know is when David danced. You get happy and dance, you welcome, you can dance all over the church. But there ain't nobody going to come in here. No, I'm sorry. So if y'all looking for that, you came to the wrong church. Because ain't nobody going to come here talking about expressing. Oh, come on. Amen. We used to dance. Shoot, we used to dance. I used to dance. I love to dance. Dance all over the church. But I ain't going to, you know, y'all understand what I'm saying. Now they're talking about a dance team. I say, what is a dance team? You get together. No, you get the young folks in with the same thing you get the old folks in with. You get God to move it and doing what he's supposed to do and do like he do. The young folks will come too. I was young. That child was young when we went to church and saw God move. Pray, we was young. Amen. God said, it's time to rest. Rest in him. To cease from your work. That's what rest means, to cease from your works and do his work. Let him work in you. That ain't going to happen overnight. But we can start now. Rest in him. We'll see things change. You know, we can start now, right now, today. Say, well, Lord, and then you're going to fail, but you're going to still rest. And you're going to keep on until you get your rest, until you just be in God. And nothing bothers you. Nothing. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Ain't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. The Bible didn't say you wouldn't have no sadness. I know there's sadness. You know what I'm saying? But rest is different what he's talking about. He's talking about a rest where you're going to obey him. You're going to obey him. And you obey him, you don't know what he'll do. Honestly, I asked for some things, Sister Linda. I asked that God turn everything in your body to bone that ain't supposed to be there. I asked her, you know what? And I believe it, Sister Linda. That's me. I'm sorry, but that's what I believe. I don't believe God started nothing that he don't finish. And I believe it's going to be done right. He said, let his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And I believe his work is going to be done in earth just like it is in heaven. And I believe that. And I ain't nobody going to stop me from them. I'm sorry. You better get a verse, a good one to come to me. Because I believe God can do anything. And I believe that when we come to this church, we should expect it. People should be coming expecting to come in and get what they need from God. They come in and say, well, we're going to hear the people preach. Somebody said, who's going to preach? Oh, boy. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of coming to church. You know what I'm saying? I love the praise. I love Sister Phyllis. I love all of y'all. But if God ain't just doing what we give him to do, I'm going to get tired and tired because I'm not getting any younger. Y'all mad? I'm sorry. This is the way I feel. I love God. And I'm not going to put up with we just human. Forget it. We just flesh. Forget that too because I don't go with that either. I know we just flesh. And I know we just human. But we are God's children. God lives in us. I say God lives in us. I said the God of heaven who made everything, who spoke and said, let there be. Hallelujah. And so I'm sweeting, let there be. Lord, let there be light in our hearts. Let there be a move in this church. Let it be, Lord. Let it be, Lord. Let it be. Let it be. Let things change. Let people get up and say, I'm going to do such a, come on, shake yourself and say, hallelujah, I'm going to do what God tell me to do. Now, you're not telling me nothing about nothing. Praise God. I ain't going to say that. See, thank you for stopping me there. I ain't going to say that. But whatever you see need to be done, get it done. It may be God telling you to do something. Stop complaining. Stop. You do it. Amen. I said amen. And y'all know it's the truth. And some of y'all have been given license to do things. Now, they don't know nothing about this. Y'all been given license. Help. I don't hear nobody laughing. So don't you dare complain about what you don't see. You do it. I said, you do it. I said, somewhere along the line, we done got off a little bit in there, Lord. Help us, God. I said, help us, God. Well, I'm too tired. I don't have the time. It's time out for that now. Only thing we do, we got to do it for the Lord. We don't got a lot of time to work now. I'm telling you, if you can't see that things are how things are moving now, you are blind. Oh my God. And we need to have altar services every Sunday. Because things are changing. And you changing too, but you changing into the likeness of your Savior. Amen. I think I've delivered my soul. the best I could. Praise the Lord. So we need rest. We need rest. Did we fix the day? Praise the Lord. Well, God knows, LL. No, don't do that. Today is the first Sunday, right? Well, second Sunday, we would all have communion. So second Sunday, we'll have communion. That's be next Sunday, right? So this is the first Sunday. So the second Sunday, and maybe some of the other saints can be here too. We're going to take communion. Now I'll preach you something about communion. I believe it's a symbol like you going into the water. That don't save you. But he tell you to do it. Be baptized. That is a command. Right? Then he says, the communion, he said, as often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. And you can be healed taking communion. I'm telling you now, because I've been healed taking communion. You can be healed. You don't know. Here it is. If we obey God, he will do what he say. Obedience puts God into motion of getting what we need to do. You understand? Maybe I didn't see it right. I'm lining it up right. But doing what he say. That's what he telling us to do. Do what he say. Amen. It's a saying. Praise God. Now next Sunday we're going to do what? So you got all the week to cleanse. Because the Lord tells us. You know? Anybody need prayer? Let's all come up to the altar today and we're going to just pray. Come, everybody.